universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. Last night, as hot as it was here in St. Louis, my wife and I, we took a walk. We had a community meeting just a block and a half over, and so we thought, heck, let's just walk there. And when Deb and I walk, we either walk arm in arm, arms around each other, or if, like this, where it was more wide open, we could walk on sidewalks and such, or in the corner of the road, we walk hand in hand. Well, on the way back, again, we were walking hand in hand, and we had turned and come on our street, and our street doesn't have sidewalks, so we were walking on the edge of the road. I was being goofy, and I swung way out in the middle of the road, and she said, "You better be careful. A car could come and hit you." "Ah, no, a car can't hit me. I'll hear it." "Oh, I don't know," she said. And I said, "I know. I'm fine." But I came back closer to her. I didn't really want to prove the fact that I could hear it, but... 2 days before, in juxtaposition to that, I had finished cooking and cleaning up in the kitchen. Quite often, I do the cooking, and I work very hard at cleaning up, washing the cupboards down twice, and then they'll go over to the stove with the wet washcloth and wash it down. And well, Deb came home and said, "Hey, the stove's pretty dirty." I said, "No, just a minute. I just washed that stove." And she said, "Well, I'm not trying to be offensive. It's just I see a bunch of stuff here, and you missed it." And it's like, I missed it again. It happens all the time. As hard as I work at cleaning up, I miss things. I can be smug walking out on the road, hearing cars behind me, but when it comes to cleaning the kitchen, I miss things. You know, I wonder sometimes if that's the way we are in our spiritual life. We can be smug and walking along, thinking and believing that we're trusting God, or we're doing good, and we're good Christian people, or whatever. But really, we don't do so well, and we miss up and flub up. And I don't know about you, but there are times it just whammo, it hits me that, I thought I was doing well, but I'm not. Well, last week I came across a verse which, for me, really connected with this situation. It's from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. It says this, and I'll explain how it connects up in just a second. "For he chose us in him," that means Jesus, because Jesus was just mentioned in the verse before, "before the creation of the world, to be holy and blameless in his sight. He predestined us in love through to be adopted as his sons through Christ Jesus." I think these verses really are paralleling each other. In verse 4 it says, "For he chose us before the creation of the world." What's before the creation of the world? That's predestined. Pre means before, and he planned it before. Predestined, he determined it before. And adopted, that's choosing. Both of my girls are adopted. We chose them. And it emphasizes here, in love. Now, just as I had no idea what my girls would be like before we adopted them, God, though he can see everything, he doesn't determine everything. And so he chose us even before we did stuff. And he did know that we would mess up and have sin. And yet, he loved us. It said, in love he chose us. In love he predestined us. Before the creation of the world. Before anything. To be adopted and chosen. Even though he knew we wouldn't be so-and-so, this and that. Well, where this really hits, I was reading in Ephesians, in the shadow of this church in Ephesus. Now, I don't know how close exactly, but a shadow of it was the temple to Artemis, or the temple of Diana. Artemis was the Greek god, and Diana was the Roman god, same ones. And people offered sacrifices here of Artemis, by the way, was the twin sister of Apollo. She was noted for archery and hunting, and so people would at the temple would sacrifice game from the wilderness so that she would be nice and kind and provide children to the families and health and to mothers and children and so forth. And they hoped that she would be pleased enough to grant it. Well, Paul wrote these verses in the to people who lived in the shadow of this temple, that our God, who is the God, not Artemis or Diana, we could talk about those Roman and Greek gods and how they look like humans and their foibles. Not our God. He's perfect. Holy and blameless. And that's how he sees us, holy and blameless, in Christ Jesus. He chose us, he adopted us, not because we were pretty good, not because we were able, not because we would accomplish, not because, in love he did it. Before the creation of the world, he knew what he was getting. And he knew he was getting people that had sinned, had broken laws and regulations, who had limitations, and yet he loved us, chose us. And you and I are special because of that. Now, back to the mess and the cleanup of the kitchen. My wife says, oh, I love you, and I'm just trying to help you to clean better. And she was not cruel or mean to me at all. Very, very nice. And that's the way our God is. He guides and blesses us so that we might more and more live holy and blameless. But it's not that we have to be holy and blameless in order to get to heaven, to get to God. He chose us. We are adopted. We are already in his family. That's where I find great comfort in this, is that our God chose us, loves us, even before the foundation of the world, before it was created. And that means, well, like I said before, he knew what he was getting into. He knew what we would be like, and yet he did it anyway. That's the difference between our true God and the man-made gods, which work on being of good stature and doing things right. We do those things now just to say thank you. And let's do that. Thank you, Jesus, that you chose us, that by your death on the cross, you paid the price of adoption. Here on earth, we pay money to lawyers and firms in order to adopt children. You paid it with your blood, your very life. But you rose from the dead and now give us eternal life, a home, and you give us your name, Christian, Christ people. Thank you. Thank you that you chose us, that you love us. Help us today to give thanks to you with our lives and service. Help us to be able to reflect that to others too, that they can be chosen and special. We ask it in your name, Jesus. Amen. In case you hadn't noticed, I do love my wife. She teaches me so many things and loves me and helps me to understand love. And I hope this podcast can help you understand God's love deeper, and that no matter who you are, where you are, he is with you. You are adopted in his family. He chose you before the creation of the world. Write me, would you? It's dave.andrus@not-alone.net. Till next time. Thanks. I'm only an email away. dave.andrus@not-alone.net.